by your mobile phone, your computer, or anything else, your iPad or any other technological device that's out there these days. It's called Skypeface. It's to do with Skype, where you can call somebody for free, do video calls and everything else like that. And it's called Skypeface. It's been created by a 10-year-old member of Dingle Coder Dojo. They created it because their grandfather, who has eyesight trouble, found it difficult to use Skype. With me on the line to talk about this is Chris Byrne, who's behind Dingle Dojo, and it's his son Adam, who goes to Skull Control Inventory, who designed this application, and both of them are on the line. Good morning to both of you.
Morning, Jerry. How are you?
Not too bad. Chris, can I ask you, first of all, what's Dingle Coder Dojo all about? I understand it's for younger people to get them involved in computer programming and learn the skill as a younger person, that, something that will keep them going and get them interested maybe in the what are the technologies of the future.
Absolutely, Jerry. I mean, Coder Dojo, for those who don't know what it is, it was founded by an Australian chap called Bill Lau, who lives in Kinsale. And he had co-founded a business networking site called Zing, and is now living here in Ireland, and founded Coder Dojo with Cork student James Welton. And the aim really is to teach young people to code, not just use computers and not just play with them, but to actually write code and create technology. And there's now hundreds of dojos in Ireland and ones in the UK and US also. And there are, in fact, three in Kerry. There's one active in Tree and Carrickfergus, as well as Dingle. And they've been going for a while. And the idea really is to teach kids to create technology and not just be consumers of it.
So create the software that they're using on websites and when they play games and when they go on to click onto applications, and whether it be an online game or a PlayStation game, to be able to write the code that actually creates that stuff on your computer screen.
That's right. And, you know, and the genesis behind this is that for technology entrepreneurs like myself and others in Coder Dojo is that we think this approach is much more likely to create our own Silicon community rather than just copy Silicon Valley. So hopefully in 10 years we'll see hundreds of coders doing this, and you never know. The next Skype may well come from our first Dingle or Carrickfergus.
Yeah, that'll be the idea, definitely, and all the employment that would create down the line. Now,
exactly.
Adam, your son is on the line. Adam, good morning to you.
Morning, Gary.
Adam, you're 10 years of age.
I am.
And you're in 4th class.
I am.
And you've got into this coding, and you're obviously an active member of it. Tell me about how Skypeface came around.
Well, first, my granddad is visually impaired, and I came up with the idea where he could just fill in a number and call them quickly without going through Skype, because he could not use Skype. It was too complicated.
Mm. So it was too complicated to dial up, to go in and click on and everything else like that as it existed. Like the very popular application Skype, it's used by millions of people all over the world. So how did you make it easier for him, Adam?
Well, you see, there's no whole list of contacts, and it's everything's very big, so it's very easy to use. And
so what you did was you created, let's say, buttons on the computer screen with pictures and big writing, and you created essentially, I suppose, a big contacts list for him on his computer, so that when he sat down, he sees a list of people that he regularly calls.
Yes, he does.
And who did you put on the list?
Well, I don't put anybody on the list, so they're not filled in. And you can fill them in yourself.
Okay, so you can put down, if you want to put down the number for your doctor and a picture, the number for your pharmacy, and then maybe if you've people abroad, like you have in your family, the number of your sons, daughters, brothers, cousins, and you can have them on a list and just click on the button and that calls them.
Yes.
Well, listen, it's a fantastic idea. It's making things simpler, Adam. Did it take you long to create it?
Pardon?
Did it take you a long time to create it, to code the program to create Skypeface?
No, not really. It took me about 2 weeks. Yeah.
That's pretty good. And it's up there now on Chrome. Everyone can access this for free now, I understand.
Yes.
That's outstanding work. Chris, if we go back to you, I'm looking at a picture of it here in front of me. I can visualise it, but it's available, I understand, on the Chrome shop.
Yeah, one of the things we try to do for the Coder Dojo is create projects that are easily achievable for the students. And the Chrome Store is great for that because you can easily submit an app to it. So it's like the Apple Store.
Same as iTunes, it's just Chrome Store, and you go on, you buy the application, or you can download the application there for free.
Yeah, it's Google's version of the App Store, but it's just a lot more easier. It's a lot easier for the Coder Dojo kids to get stuff up there. And so Adam put his up there, and I think he has 3,000 or so users of it already, which is an amazing number.
Over 3,000 people have thought this is a great idea, and they've downloaded it.
That's true.
That's outstanding. That's fantastic. And this is kind of the way, I suppose, things will go from here, Chris, hopefully. People like Adam, children like Adam, learning to do this, coming up with ideas like this, making it simpler for the older people to use this technology.
That's it. And we're starting a third series of the Dingle Dojo in April. The date is tentatively Tuesday, 8th of April. And people can register their interest on dingledojo.com. And this series is being supported by Uderos in the Park Knoll in Dingle.
Fantastic. Well, listen, look, the very best of luck with it. Adam, look, thanks for talking to us this morning. Your grandfather obviously is delighted with it.
I am.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, listen, Adam, thanks very much for that. And keep up the good work. And Chris, thanks for talking to us as well and giving us the lowdown on that on Coder Dojo. And like you said, dingledojo.com, the website to go to if people want to register and join up. But Skype Face, you can check it out in the Chrome Store. If you've got an older person who dials in Skype, a lot of people abroad these days, well worth checking out, and hopefully a sign of good things to come in the future in terms of Silicon Valley type operations setting up here in Kerry. If you've any views on that, get in touch. We've more on the way after these.